The White House today released an outline of President Trump's first budget. As expected, the document calls for cutting government programs to offset a big increase in defense spending. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin looks at what the budget would mean for Alaska if Congress chooses to adopt it.
The first thing Senator Lisa Murkowski wants you to know about Trump's budget is that Congress is not going to adopt it.
This is the president's request. It is not a budget that the Congress is going to enact.
That's the case every year. The Constitution gives Congress the national purse strings. Murkowski says she's been reminding her staff of that because alarmed Alaskans are already calling her office.
And there is plenty in this budget request to get very upset about, because these are priorities that for us in a high-cost, cold, remote state mean a lot.
The budget would eliminate essential air service and LIHEAP, low-income home energy assistance, two programs that send millions of dollars to Alaska each year. It would stop funding for the Denali Commission for Rural Infrastructure. Trump's budget would also defund an EPA program that last year provided $20 million to build water and wastewater projects in Alaska Native villages, where thousands of homes still lack running water and residents have to haul their waste in buckets. And yet the budget also says the president is providing robust funding for critical water infrastructure. Murkowski says an Alaska village can't compete with places like Flint, Michigan in federal programs because an agency is likely to apply a simple cost-benefit analysis.
When you do that, Alaska always loses because our costs are high and the numbers of people that you're serving are low.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt met with Murkowski before his confirmation vote. She says he understands the need to fund Alaska Village water projects because he raised the issue with her.
So we're going to keep him to his word on that. Too important.
Murkowski serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and she chairs the subcommittee that writes the EPA budget. She points out that the cabinet secretaries are still assembling their teams. She says this budget may have been written by people who aren't familiar with all the programs.
And if you don't know exactly what they do and how helpful or beneficial they are, it might be really easy to say, well, we'll just get rid of that one. We'll just take that one off the books. We'll zero it out for now until somebody says otherwise. And my sense is that that's some of what we're dealing with right now.
Murkowski is also reminding her staff that the 53-page document the White House released isn't even the president's real budget. The fuller version is expected in late April. Of the things she likes, Murkowski named the increase in spending to restore military forces, which she says may mean the 425 Brigade Combat Team at J-Bear will be kept whole. Senator Dan Sullivan, in a written statement, praised the increase in defense spending, but said some of the budget cuts fall too heavily on rural communities. Alaska Congressman Don Young issued a statement, too, and he put it bluntly. This budget isn't going anywhere. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.